Hello, everybody. George here with the day 5 February topic, which deals with willing to applaud a good idea or event, but not lift a finger to volunteer. Tricky. I think there could be a number of reasons behind this, and you know, it's a bit freeing that opinions seem to be what we're looking for here, because factually, well, I don't know, it's all speculation, I figure, from my end, but I think sometimes there's a line between when you think something's a good idea and you like it versus wanting to become involved. And a number of things come out of that. It's a line, it's like a bridge that's got to be crossed, in a way. I'll try to explain this. Because while you might like it, while you might enjoy it, I know for, well, I can use an example, a different one for myself, but I'll deal with this first one first. But the thing, I think one of them is fear. Fear of it becoming too much, fear of being overloaded, that kind of thing may cause you not to volunteer, you know, particularly if you're already doing a lot in other ways. It may be just that you don't have time. You may be, I know myself, I've been thinking that I lack a certain skill that might be needed. Sometimes I'll feel awkward wondering if volunteering there would require vision. This is where I was going to explain the other situation that actually happened to me. It wasn't an idea or a specific event, but I was looking to volunteer at a particular radio station. And so we went down to see them. And they were interested in volunteers and needing volunteers. However, what was unknown until we got there was the specific job they had in mind. Now, I should preface that this position was located for me through an agency, and the agency was not allowed to disclose my visual impairment. And so what happened is that we went down there, and basically, the job entailed sorting through the records of the fund drive which had just happened. Well, of course, these things are all in print, and I have absolutely, well, what vision I have, light perception and shadows, isn't going to do it. I'm a Braille reader. So, a little embarrassment. I'm like, well, just wasted everybody's time. It wasn't a total loss. I mean, I had coffee with my caseworker at the time. It was okay there, because I liked her, and we liked to get together when we could. But by the same token, it's a bit different in that case, because it wasn't that I wasn't willing, but what it did for me in the future is like, well, now I don't know. If I move forward, am I going to find myself in that sort of predicament again? So I tend to be a little more cautious. I think another thing that could possibly be a disincentive if one has had particularly bad experiences volunteering, just generally speaking. If that's the case, it may, whilst they might approve of the event, in fact even applaud it, because of previous bad experiences, they might be unwilling to venture forth in that way again for fear of another one. Now, these are just some thoughts. There's nothing really conclusive about them. I'm hoping that this is what we're after. It's a shorter one for today, and I think that's just because I don't have a lot of material on this yet. I felt compelled to sort of put my two cents in, as it were. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave this one here for now, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. Ooh, this might not have stopped. Apologies.
It's been locked.
Yeah.
Audio boom. Audio boom. Loved. Not sad. Unlocked. Unlocked.
It's going to be particular with me. Sorry about audio this. Run on, guys.
Time remaining.
It's frozen.
Publish. Time remit 4 minutes. Pause recording.
I apologize for that little bit, but yeah, this is for sure ending the recording. My phone literally froze. This is the first access I've had to my controls since. At least properly.